Okay, good evening. We are on the top of Hamud Aleph. That's where we left off yesterday. So, continuing our discussion of Kriyat Shema She'al Amita, says the Gemara.
Before we start,
yeah.
What was the source of Kriyat Shema Amita exactly?
Right here. Bottom of Dalet Hamud Bet. Af al pi shekara adam Kriyat Shema Bet HaKnesset mitzvah likroto al Amita. And we learned it from the Pasuk in Tehillim. Okay. Says the Gemara. Amar Rabbi Levi bar Chama, Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, Le'olam yergiz adam yetzer tov al yetzer ra. Person should always yergiz is lashon of fighting. Cause your yetzer tov to overpower your yetzer ra. Shneimar rigzu ve'al techitau, right? Which means rigzu, cause a fight and do not sin. Im nitzacho mutav. If you were able to overcome your yetzirah tov with your yetzirah with your yetzirah tov, tov. If not, delve into Torah. Shneimar imru bilvavchem, imru bilvavchem. What's that? It's a reference to Torah. Im nitzcho mutav, v'im lav ikra kriyat shema. If you don't win the battle against the yetzirah by learning Torah, read kriyat shema. Shneimar al mishkavchem, on your bed. Im nitzcho mutav, v'im lav yizkor lo yom amita shneimar v'dom musela. Still, after everything, after using your yetzirah tov, after learning Torah, after reading Kriyat Shema, none of that worked. Last resort is what? Last resort is to remember yom amita shneimar v'dom musela. What's dom? Domu? Silence, or, right, that's the epitome of silence, is death.
It's the same pasuk we used for the creation.
Correct. Now, says the says Rashi, "Bim talmid chacha no yergiz yetzer tov shi'ase milchama im yetzer ra v'dom musela yom hadumia hu yom hamavet." The day of silence is the day of death. Shu dumia olamit, which is everlasting silence until obviously tchiyat hametim. Baruch ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech haolam she'hakol nidbar.
What's the
example? What do you mean? Yetzer ra is trying to get a person to do an avira. Right. This is the way. So go, you have to call up the reserves. Call the Yetzirah Tov. If that's not enough, go learn. If that's not enough, go read Kriyat Shema. And if not, remember that we're all going to be 6 feet under soon. So, and we're going to have to give Din V'Cheshbon. Right? It's a thought that's very mechazik. We're all going to die. Right? That's it. B'kitzur. So, it says like this. Right? Tov. Says like this. Says the Gemara, "V'amar Rabbi Levi bar Chama, Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish." Another ma'amar from the same series of Chachamim. "Mai dichtiv v'aitena lecha et luchot ha'even v'atorah v'mitzvah asher katavti leorotam luchot elu aseret ha'diberot Torah ze mikra v'amitzvah zo mishna asher katavti elu nevi'im uchtuvim leorotam ze Gemara." Melamed, why the pasuk refers to all these things? Melamed shekulam nitanu leMoshe miSinai. All of them were given to Moshe Rabbeinu at Har Sinai, says Rashi. Ze mikra chumash shemitzva likrot b'Torah. The reason why mitzva refers to ze mikra. What was mikra? No, Torah. Torah was Mikra. Okay, fine. Zo Mishnah, she'itasku b'Mishnah. Ze Gemara, svarat ta'ameh ha-Mishnayot, shemimenu yotza'a hora'a. Gemara doesn't necessarily refer to Talmud, but it's the Talmud helps us to understand Mishnayot, from which we can derive the halakha. Aval ha-morim hora'a min ha-Mishnah nikra'u mevalei ha'olam b'Mishnah b'Misachet Sota. The Gemara says those who derive practical halakha directly from the Mishnah are considered destroyers of the world. Okay? Huh? No. Mishnah. Mishnah, which is Torah Shabbat.
And what about Tzad?
Huh?
Tzad?
What about?
You don't have in Batuk Rabbi.
Okay, right. So that's also part of it. All of these areas have Sod in them. They all have Pardes. Pshat, Remez, Drash, and Sod. So they're all included in this. So, says the Gemara. Amar Yitzchak, back to Kriyat Shema Amita. Amar Yitzchak, kol hakorei Kriyat Shema Amita, toki lo ochez chirev shel shtei fiyot biyado. It's like you're holding a double-edged sword. Shneimar romemot el bigronam v'cherev pifiyot biyadam. Mai mashma? Where do you see from this pasuk that it's a reference to Kriyat Shema? Right, it's talking about praising a Kadosh Baruch Hu with your throat and that makes you like holding a double-edged sword. My mashma, amar mor zutra v'itim ravashe, meresha din yana, dichtiv. You look at the previous pasuk, what does it say? Ya'lezu chasidim b'chavod yiranninu al mishkevotam. What is it talking about over there? Chasidim will rejoice in honor and will also give praise on their beds. What's that a reference to, obviously? So we see the Kriyat Shema is, once again, a reference to Shmira Min HaMazikim. It's like you're holding a double-edged sword. V'amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Kol HaKorem Kriyat Shema Al Mitato Mazikin Bedilin Hemenu. A person who reads Kriyat Shema Al Mita, Mazikin are separated. They steer clear of him. Shnei Emar, Uvnei Reshef Yagbihu Of. Bnei Reshef is the sparks. It's a reference. We're going to see soon what Reshef means. Yagbihu Of, they'll fly away. Ve'en Of Ela Torah, Shnei Emar, Hata'if Enecha Bo Ve'enenu. Ve'en Reshef Ela Mazikin. Reshef is a reference to Mazikin. Shnei Emar, Mezeh Ra'av Ulchu Mereshef Ve'ketev Meri. It's different kinds of demons. That's a pasuk in Ha'azinu. Okay, so let's do a little bit more. Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish. Okay, so that's that. Let's see Rashi for a second. Kilo ochez cherev shel shte piyot biyado leharog et hamazikin. Mai mashmad b'kriyat shema? How do we know we're talking about kriyat shema? Hata'if enecha bo. Im tachpel v'sagarta einecha b'torah, hi mishtakachat mimcha. Hata'if enecha bo, which means if you blink your eyes from the Torah, if you blink your eye at the Torah, if you close your eye for a moment from the Torah, you forget it. Which means, mamash, uvahem ne'ege yomam v'alayla. When it comes to Torah, don't blink. Vayter says, huh? Yeah. Says Rashi, Uvnei Reshef Yagbiu Of, Ha'of Misaleka Mimcha. Ha'of. What's the Of? That's the Torah. Ketev Meri, Ze Shem Shed HaTzahorayim B'Masechet Pesachim. It's a certain kind of demon that, you know, rolls around during the afternoons. Ulchu Mereshef Ketiv Ben Ra'av L'Mazikin Nidrash L'Fanav L'Acharav Yisurin L'Mazikin. Okay, fine. Says the Gemara Vayter. Amar Rabbi Shimon Ben Lakish Kol Ha'osek B'Torah Yisurin B'Delin Hemenu. A person who delves in Torah, Yisurin separate themselves from him. Sh'ne'emar Uvnei Reshef Yagbiu Of Ben Of El HaTorah. We use the same pasuk before to say, how do you take away Mazikin from you? Kriyat Shema Al Amita. Now we're using the same pasuk to teach us what?
Torah.
שנאמר, ואין אוף אל התורה, שנאמר, התעיף עיניך בו, ואיננו. ואין רשף, אל יסורים. Before we said רשף is מזיקין. Now we're saying רשף is what? יסורים. שנאמר, מזרע אב הולכו מרשף. Okay, fine. אמר לרבי יוחנן, where's this פסוק of ובני רשף הגביעו אוף? Look on the side. יוב. אמר לרבי יוחנן, רבי יוחנן תלזר שרקיש, האפילו תינוקות של בית רבן יודעין אותו. Even children who have not yet gotten to Iyov. Where is Iyov in relation to Tanakh? No. Ketuvim. Towards the end. So therefore what? Many children wouldn't have gotten there yet. So he says, you don't need to bring me a pasuk from Iyov to teach me that Torah protects against Yisurim. Rather, they can know this from the Torah itself. Shenemar, Vayomer, Im shamau atishma'a lekol Adonai Elohecha, Vehayyashar b'aynav ta'aseh, Vehazantan mitzvotav, Vashemarta kol chukav, Kol ha'machala shesamti b'mitzrayim elohasim alecha, Ki ani Adonai rofe'echa. You see a pasuk meforash b'Torah that keeping the Torah u'mitzvot, learning Torah, right, delving in Torah, protects from machalot and other Yisurim. Ela. כל שאפשר לו לעסוק בתורה ואינו עוסק. What do you need? This is what you learn from another pasuk. If a person has the ability or opportunity to learn Torah and he does not, says the Gemara, הקדוש ברוך הוא מביא עליו ייסורים מכוערים ואוכלים אותו. הקדוש ברוך הוא brings upon such a person terrible suffering, and that causes him terrible pain. שנאמר, נעלמתי דומיה, I was silent from speaking, echesheti mitov, silent from good, v'chevi ne'ikar, and my suffering, my pain was great. V'en tov el Torah. That comes as a result of being silent from good. The pain comes as a result of being silent from good, and what's good? En tov el Torah shneimar ki lekach tov nathati lachem torati al ta'azuv. Yeah.
So does this mean, let's say a person has 3 hours, so he would have to learn the entire 3 hours Torah, or let's say spending 1 hour, in other words, is it every waking moment, or is it...
However much you can, however much you can, because everybody, you know, in Shamayim, they're going to ask a person, you know, why didn't you learn X amount of time? So the Chafetz Chaim speaks about in the Hakdama of Sefer Chafetz Chaim, he says there are certain things that you're able to get away with. You know, parnasa and other things, whatever. You know, there are responsibilities in this world. But there are certain times in this world that a person is not going to be able to give any excuses for at all. So a person has to be cognizant of that fact. Amar bizera, v'item rabbi chanina bar papa, bor e, shelo kemidat hakadosh baruch hu midat basar v'dam. Hakadosh baruch hu doesn't act like people. Midat basar v'dam adam mocher, chayfetz lachavero mocher asev, v'lokeach sameyach. When a person sells something, usually, why does a person sell something? He needs the money, so he's upset to part with the object. Aval hakadosh baruch hu enokin, natan lahem torah leYisrael v'sameyach, sh'neimar kidei kach tov natati lachem, torati al ta'azovu. Okay. Now,
does Hashem lose it?
Huh?
Hashem doesn't lose it.
Hashem doesn't lose it, but he has to take it away from the Malachim. The Malachim wanted it to stay in heaven, right? Tenehu decha al hashamayim. Tov. Amar Rava v'itema. Amar Rava v'itema Rav Chasda. So now, once we're on the topic of Yisurim, the Gemara now goes into the into some inyanim of Yisurim as well. Says the Gemara. Amar Rav v'itema Rav Chasda im ro'e adam she yisurin ba'in alav yefashpesh b'ma'asav. A person sees that he's being attacked by suffering. First thing he should do is not buy a red bracelet, not get a horseshoe or blue eyeballs, or get his ketubah red. What should he do? Look at his actions, right? You don't have to run to a baba and pay tremendous amounts of money. First, check your actions. That's usually, right, that's the most difficult thing to do. So it's more convenient to do other things. Shneimar nachpesa derachenu v'nachkora v'nashuva ad Adonai, which means to come back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What do you have to do first? Probe inside first. Look inside. Fishpesh v'lo matza, which means if a person analyzed his actions and couldn't find anything, halevai, right? Yitle bevitul Torah. Next thing, what should you default to? You should assume that the Yisurim are because of what? Bitul Torah. Shneimar, Ashrei HaGever Asher Tiyaseren Nuyah U'mitorah Techa Telamedenu. When's the last time we read this Pasuk? Come on. Tehilim. Wednesday's Mizmor, Boker Tov. Asher HaGever Asher Tiyaseren Nuyah U'mitorah Techa Telamedenu. So he says, that's how we know that umitoratecha telamedenu, which means what? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is miyaser a person for what? Torah. Okay? Bimtala velo matza. If a person probed even further and sees that he wasn't mevatel Torah, then what? Biyadua sheyisurim shel ahavahim. He should know that it's suffering as a result of Hashem's love. Shneimar ki et asher ye'ehav Adonai yochiach. What does HaKadosh Baruch Hu do to those who he loves?
No,
yochiach, chastises them, rebukes them, gives them yisurim.
Yeah, but if
he only
searched, didn't find. Then he started to learn Torah, so it's not bitul Torah. Now it's gonna be yisurim shel ahava.
No. If he has no bitul Torah in his cheshbon, this guy's tzaddik yisod olam.
I got it.
Yeah, no.
You think you can't run away from it?
It's Et asher
Yehav.
Yehav Yochiach. So what kind of ochacha is this?
Ochacha
is to fix you.
No, so now we're not. You looked already. You already probed yourself. You did some self introspection. It's not other avonot. It's not bitul Torah. Finally, what is it? Love. That's what it is, says the Gemara. We'll see soon. There's more. This is a labor of love. Amar Ava, Amar Av Sechora, Amar Av Huna. Kol she'akadosh baruch hu chafetz bo medakeo b'yisurim. Whoever HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants and loves, HaKadosh Baruch Hu casts him down with suffering. Shneimar, Vadunai chafetz dakeo hecheli. No, we did that already. Vadunai chafetz dakeo hecheli, yachol afilu lo kibela me'ahava. Maybe even if a person was smitten with Yisurim and he didn't accept them with love, it's still love from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Talmud Lomar, Im Tasim Asham Nafsho. The Pasuk continues over there that only if it's like an Asham. What's an Asham? Asham is a Ma Asham Lada'at. Asham is a Korban. Korbanot have to be brought what? Willingly. Can't be forced to bring a Korban, right? So just like an Asham is willingly, Af Yisurim Lada'at, so too Yisurim are only Yisurim Shel Ahava when a person accepts them lovingly. Ve'im kibela masecharo, if a person accepts Yisurim lovingly, what's his reward? Yireh zera yarich yamim. He'll have children, live a long life. That's the continuation of the Pasuk. Ve'lo od ela shetalmudo mitkayem biyado. A person's learning, he'll be able to keep it, he'll remember it, it will be retained. Shneimar v'chefetz Adonai biyado yitzlach. That's the end of the Pasuk. Okay, let's continue a little bit further. Peligeba, Rabbi Yaakov bar Ide, Rabbi Achar bar Chanina. Chadamar, Elo Yisurim shel Ahava, Kol she'en ben bitul Torah. What is Yisurim shel Ahava, Yisurim of love? Any Yisurim that don't cause bitul Torah. Shene'emar, Asher Gever, Asher Tiyasirenu Yaha, Umiturateha Tilammedenu, which means, pray, fortunate is the man who gets castigated, who gets rebuked by you, but you teach him from your Torah, which means that in spite of the Yisurim, he's still able to learn Yisurim Shel Ahava. V'chad amar, Elo im Yisurim Shel Ahava, kol she'en bahem bitul tefillah, as long as you're still able to daven. Shene'emar, Baruch Elohim, asher lo hesir tefillati v'chasdo me'iti. Okay, so, good. Amar lehu Rabbi Abba bered Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, hachi amar Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, amar Rabbi Yochanan, Elu va'elu Yisurim Shel Ahava. Both of them are Yisurim Shel Ahava. Both of them, both not losing time from Torah and not losing the ability to pray. Shene'emar, ki et asher ye'ehav Adonai yochiach, ela matalmud nomar umiturat echat elammedenu. Rather what? What does the pasuk mean umiturat echat elammedenu? Al tikret elammedenu ela telamdenu. Not telamdenu teach him, telamdenu teach us, davar ze mitoratcha telamdenu. You can teach us this idea from your Torah. How so? It's a drasha. Kal vachomer mishen va'ayin. Uma shen va'ayin shen echad me'evarav shel adam, ayved yotze bahen lecherut, halacha is. The Torah tells us in Parashat Mishpatim that v'im shen avdo o shen amato yapil, lachofshi yishalechenu tachat shino. Which means that if a person knocks out, if a person has a Ayvid Kena'ani or Shifcha Kena'anit and he knocks out either accidentally or on purpose, he knocks out his eye or his tooth, the Ayvid Kena'ani goes free. So if that's only one body part and that causes the Ayvid to go free, Yisurim shememarkin kol gufo shel adam al achat kama v'chama, how much more so Yisurim, suffering, which cleanses what? Yisurim affect what? The entire body. How much more so does that cause one to go free? Cleanses one go free of what? Avonot. True. No, sure it is. Because that's only one part of the body. Yisurim afflict the entire body. You knock out a tooth, you knock out an eye, that causes freedom. How much more so, affliction of the entire body causes freedom as well.
Yeah.
It's a drasha. We're not learning halakha from here. Drasha. Okay, now. והיינו דרב שמעון בן לקיש, דאמר רבי שמעון בן לקיש, נאמר ברית במלח ונאמר ברית ביסורים. We find the covenant both by salt and by suffering. נאמר ברית במלח דכתיב, ולא תשבית מלח ברית אלוהיך. Right? That's the pasuk by korbanot. Every korban needs to be brought with salt. ונאמר ברית ביסורים דכתיב, אלה דברי הברית. That's after the תוכחה, יסורים. מה ברית האמור במלח? מלח ממתקת את הבשר. אף ברית האמור ביסורין, יסורין ממרקין כל עוונותיו של אדם. Just like salt. What does it mean it sweetens? Doesn't mean necessarily it sweetens it, but what? It makes it?
Tender.
Edible. So without salt, the meat tastes like whatever, nothing. So it makes it edible. So too, it gives it a totally new purpose. So same thing with the Yisurim, it cleanses a person of all of his avonot l'ti Rashi.
So, the person has to recognize it, has to accept
it. Yes. In order for it to be Yisurim shel Ahava, it has to be, a person has to be mekabel be'ahava.
And if it doesn't?
No, it's not Yisurim shel Ahava. It's no longer Yisurim shel Ahava. There are different levels. The Yisurim shel Ahava have to be willingly accepted. Okay? Now, Viter says, Rashi, אפילו תינוקות של בית רבן יודעין, by the right column of Rashi, שהתורה מגינה, that the Torah protects one, שלמדים מספר חומש, אם שמוע תשמע כל המחלה ששמתי, which parasha is that in? פרשת בשלח, right after קריאת ים סוף. ואפילו הקטנים שלא הגיעו לספר איוב כבר למדו. They already know this from פרשת בשלח before they get to איוב. החשיתי מטוב מן התורה, I was silent from Torah, וחייבי נעיקר מכה אחורה, which means a very strong hit. המוכר עצב, usually when a person sells, he's upset שפירי שמנו דבר חשוב כזה, ומתוך דחוקו מחרו. Usually people sell things because they need the money, but he's upset to part with the item. ושמח, הקדוש ברוך הוא is happy, שהרי הקדוש ברוך הוא מזהירם מלעזוב אותם, ושבחה לפניהם בלקח טוב, אחר שנתנה להם. Usually if a person gives somebody a gift, if he sees, the Chafetz Chaim uses this in the Akdama also. If you give somebody a gift and you see that he's, you know, mistreating it, what do you hope to happen? You hope that maybe he's going to leave it, and let's say it's something special to you. You hope then he's going to let it go somewhere, right? One day, and then what? He'll go and retrieve it, get it back. Even when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Torah, Hashem warns us what? Don't leave it. Learn it. Right? He mazhir otanu. That's how much He's happy for us that He gave us the Torah. Pishpesh v'lo matza. Lo matza avera b'yadosh b'shvila ra'uyin yisurin halalu levo. If a person did some self-introspection and he couldn't find any avonot for which this suffering could occur, asher agev asher tesenu nuyam torat chatan amedenu shebishvil yisurim tzarech adam lavo lidei talmud Torah. Yisurim, suffering should cause a person to learn more Torah. Yisurim shel ahava, HaKadosh Baruch Hu miyassero ba'olam hazeh belo shum avon. What's yisurim shel ahava? Why is HaKadosh Baruch Hu making him suffer? If he has no avonot, no bitul Torah, because he loves him, so that what? Kedei l'arbot tzcharo ba'olam haba yoter mikdei zechuyotav. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to give him more reward in olam haba than he has merits. So, if with merits, he's limited. But what does he want to do to give him more merits? Yep. The more Yisurim he endures in this world, he gets more sachar la'olam haba. Suffering. If a person is able to... But over here, if a person's suffering and he's still in the Kabil Be'ava and says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, no matter what you do to me, I still love you, that's a tremendous, you know, zechut for the person. That's a big thing.
What kind of Ava is this? It's only in case when the person is Mekabel.
Correct.
It's not Mekabel, Hashem doesn't love.
No, well, it's not Yisurim Shel Ahava. It is conditional. The Gemara says Yisurim Shel Ahava is conditional upon the person's acceptance, willing acceptance. Hala?
Sorry, if a person tells his son, I'll give you Yisurim, so then I give you a prize.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Why not? If we knew how great the prize was. Top. Hala. Says Rashi, Bashem Chafetz Dako Echeli, Misha HaKadosh Baruch Hu Chafetz Bo, Mechalehu Biyisurim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes him ill with suffering. Asham Korban, Nafsho Mida'ato. Right? A person has to do, a person has to accept it willingly. Davar Ze She'ashrei Adam Asher Tiyasrenu Ya Mitoratcha Telamedenu, Klomar Mitoratcha Anu Lemadim Oto. We learn it from your Torah. Ne'emar Brit Biyisurim Dechtiv El Ledbira Berit Achar Kalalot. Ne'emar B'Mishne Torah. In Parashat Kitavo. After the Tochacha, that's where it says El Ledbira Berit. Af Yisurim Memarkim Kol Avonotav Shel Adam Garsinan Hala. Says the Gemara Baiter. Fifth to the last line. Tanya. Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai Omer, Shalosh Matanot Tovot Natan HaKadosh Baruch Hu LeYisrael VeChulan Lo Netanan Ela Al Yedei Yisurin. There are three precious gifts that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave to Am Yisrael, and each of them came about through what? Through suffering. What are they? Eluhen Torah Ve'eretz Yisrael Ve'olam Haba. Torah Minayin Sheneemar Asher HaGever Asher Tiyaserenu Ya Mitoratcha Telamedenu. So we see Torah in reference to Yisurim. Eretz Yisrael dichtiv ki kaasher yiyaser ish et beno Adonai Elohecha miyasereka. Which parasha is this in? Aikiv. It says HaKadosh Baruch Hu causes us to suffer just like a father to a son. Right? He chastises us. Uchtiv batrei. And what's the very next pasuk? Ki Adonai Elohecha mevi'acha el eretz tova. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings you to Eretz Yisrael. Ha'olam haba dichtiv ki ner mitzva v'torah or v'derech chayim tochachot musar. What's derech chayim? The way of life, says Rashi HaKadosh, v'derech chayim chayei ha'olam haba havyan lo tochachot musar la'adam. It only comes about through what? Through Yisurim. Says the Gemara Baiter, last line. Anybody have the thing on? It's not here. Can you put on an alarm?
What time?
9:20. Okay. Says the Gemara. Tane tanak amed Rabbi Yochanan. By the way, you know, different dapim go at different paces. This one happens to be a very easy daf. So, like I said before, don't get used to it. Some, you know, they're much harder. But sometimes these, the dapim berachot, as easy as they are, they tend to be much longer. So, but you see, we go through it fast. Tane tana kame derebi Yochanan kol ha'osek b'torah u'v'gmilut chasadim v'koveret banav mochalin lo al kol avonotav. Very interesting Gemara. Anybody who involves himself in Torah, acts of kindness, and bearing his children, is for all of his avonot are forgiven. Okay? Now, what?
One or the other?
Well, we'll see. Let's see. Amar le Rabbi Yochanan, Bishlam Torah u'gminut chasadim dichtiv. I understand Torah u'gminut chasadim are mechaper avonot dichtiv bechesed ve'emet yechupar avon. Chesed zog minut chasadim shneimar rodef tzedaka v'chesed imtza chayim tzedaka v'chavod emet zot Torah shneimar emet kene ve'al timkor. So we find psukim mefurashim that if a person engages in Torah and minut chasadim, you get kaparat avonot. Ela koveret banav minayin. Where do we know that a person chalila who buries his children, that's also mechilat avonot? Tanaleh usava mishum Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. There was a certain elderly man who said in the name of Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. You know where? Atia avon avon. We learn it out gzirat shava from the word avon. Ktivacha. Over here, this pasuk says. In Mishle Bechesed Ve'emet Yichupar Avon Uchtiv Hatam, with regards to HaKadosh Baruch Hu punishing children for their fathers, Umshalem Avon Avot Elchek Benehem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu pays back or punishes children for the Avonot of their fathers. And the Torah says Beferush, when does that happen?
They do the same thing.
Ochazim Ma'ase Avotam. When does HaKadosh Baruch Hu punish children for their father's actions? When the children continue in the same evil actions. So since each pasuk speaks about avon, this is where we derive that koveret banav is also mechilat avonot. Says the Gemara.
Well, this pasuk talks about bearing his children.
Where?
The mishalem avon avot ilchek
benehem. No, it's talking about punishing children. Umshalem avon avot ilchek benehem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu pays back the avon of the fathers to the chest of their to the bosom of their children.
So without
tshuva, without kabbalah, avonot. Maybe not completely, but it does create a kapara. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, negaim uvanim enam yisurim shel ahava, which means tzara'at and children dying are not considered yisurim shel ahava, which we spoke about before. So says the Gemara, ungaim la. Really, tzara'at is not yisurim shel ahava. Ve'atanya, kol mi sheyesh bo echad me'arba'a mar'ot negaim halalu enan ela mizbach kapara. So he says, anybody who has any one of these four shades of tzara'at, se'et, tzapachat, baheret, any one of these shades of tzara'at, it's considered a mizbach kapara. It atones for the person. Answers the Gemara, mizbach kapara havu yisurim shel ahava lahavu. Tzara'at is kapara, but it's not yisurim shel ahava. V'ibayit ema. And now the Gemara gives another terutz about tzara'at. Halan v'halahu. According to Rashi, there's a machloket Rashi in Tosos, what halan v'halahu. Where was the Gemara written? Bavil. So, lan means us, lehu means them. Which means, in the times of the Amoraim, the largest concentration of Chachmei HaTalmud was where? As opposed to the Mishnah. The largest concentration of Chachmei HaMishnah was in Eretz Yisrael, and some in Bavel. By the time of the Talmud, it was the opposite. Most of them were in Bavel, and some in Eretz Yisrael as well. So now, when the Gemara says, Talmud Bavli, halan, for us, that's a reference to Bnei Bavel, halehu, that's a reference to Bnei Eretz Yisrael. What does that even mean? Says Rashi, sorry, uvanim, kasal kada atea koveret banav. Right now, the Gemara assumes that banim is a reference to bearing one's children, chalila. Arba ma'ot, there are four shades of tzara'at, se'et v'toldota, baheret v'toldota. Okay? Baheret azaka shelek, baheret is a very bright white, like snow. Shmiala kesida echal. Its subcategory is a little bit less bright white, like plaster. Se'et ketzemer lavan. Se'et is white as wool. Shnia la kikrum betza, and its subcategory is like the membrane of an egg. Halan v'halehu be'eretz Yisrael she'ari choma mekudashot ba umtzorat ta'un shiluach chutz alayhen enan yisurin shel ahava. Bavel she'en ta'unin shiluach v'hen mizbach kapara havu yisurin shel ahava. In Eretz Yisrael, walled cities have kedusha. And what's the halacha if a person gets tzara'at and he lives within a walled city? What's the halacha? Gotta kick him out. But that's only in Eretz Yisrael. In Bavel, walled cities don't have Kedusha, and he doesn't need to be kicked out of the city. And for that reason, in Eretz Yisrael, where he needs to be kicked out, it's not Yisurim Shel Ahava. In Bavel, where he doesn't need to get kicked out, it is considered Yisurim Shel Ahava. Now, Tosfot gives another pshat. Tosfot says another pshat that in Eretz Yisrael, where they were concerned about Tum'ah V'Tahura, over there, it's not considered Tum'ah V'Tahura. It's not considered Yisurim Shel Ahava. In Bavel, where they weren't so careful with Tum'ah V'Tahura, so over there would be Yisurim Shel Ahava. Vayter in the Gemara. Yeah? Says the Gemara. And what was the other thing besides for Nega'im that Rabbi Yochanan said was not Yisurim Shel Ahava? Bani, Koveret Banav, right? Says the Gemara. Sorry. V'ibayt ema, another answer the Gemara gives about tzara'at, ha-betzin'a, ha-befarhesia. When a person has tzara'at befarhesia, so that's not yisurim shel ahava. When a person has it only in private, it's yisurim shel ahava, betzin'a, Rashi says, tachat begadav. Why is that yisurim shel ahava? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want to embarrass him. Okay? Vayter. Uvanim la, says the Gemara, banim, kovelet banav, is not considered yisurim shel ahava. Hechidami. What are we talking about banim? Ilema dehavel hu metu. If we're talking about a situation where a person had children and they died, v'hamar Rabbi Yochanan, den garma de'asira'a bir. Rabbi Yochanan used to walk around with a tiny piece of his, Rabbi Yochanan had 10 sons and they all died and he buried all of them. And he used to walk around with a little bone. So now, there's a machloket, Rashi and Tosfot also had to understand this piece. Rashi is going to say, what does that mean? A great person like Rabbi Yochanan who had children and they all died and he buried them. Rabbi Yochanan was such an Adam Gadol, obviously the Yisurim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was sending him was what? Yisurim shel Ahava. Okay? Tosfot understands it the other way. Tosfot says, I don't understand. Why would you say that? Tosfot says, I'm just speaking it out outside just to save a little time. Tosfot says, if you go down that route, that's a very dangerous logic, says Tosfot to Rashi. Because you know how many tzaddikim there were throughout the ages that didn't have children at all? Which means if you're only assuming that it's Yisurim shel Ahava, the death of one's children is Yisurim shel Ahava because it happened to Rabbi Yochanan. But the other way around, when a person never had children, is not Yisurim shel Ahava. What about all the other tzaddikim Yisod Olam that, you know, many, many of them didn't have children? So they say that's not the pshat. So what is the pshat? Pshat is, Rabbi Yochanan used to walk around with this, it's a Gemara in another place, in Kiddushin used to walk around that show people, every time he used to walk into a shiva house, Bet Avinim, he used to show them in order to comfort them. He says, I know what you're feeling. See, this is the bone of my 10th child. So from the fact, says Tosfot, not that he was a tzaddik, and that's what shows it's Yisurim Shel Ahava, but what? From the fact that he used it to show people and to be menachem otam, to console them, that's what shows us that it's Yisurim Shel Ahava. So that can't be. It can't be that that's the chiluk. Okay, ela ha delahavu le klal veha dehavu le umetu. Must be that what? What is the difference? When is it Yisurim shel Ahava? It's Yisurim shel Ahava when he had it and they died. And when is it not Yisurim shel Ahava? When a person never had children.
He's the Harut of Rish Lakish, the same one?
Nechaura, yeah. No, but it has nothing to do with the fact that he was a tzaddik or not. That's the point. The fact that he was menachem, huh? Tosfot has no problem with tzaddikim not having children. Not, that's not what showed that it's Yisurim Shel Ahava. That's all Tosfot is trying to prove. Let's see Rashi first.
Somebody want to have Yisurim Shel Ahava, but the person is not tzaddik.
Usually not. Usually not.
To come together.
So that what do you mean?
Anytime that somebody has Yisurim Shel Ahava, it must be.
Usually, but not 100%, not necessarily. Let's see Rashi. Says Rashi, yeah. Den garma de asira abir ze etzem shel ben asiri shemet lo. This was the bone of his 10th son that died. Bir kmo bar betzar. Etzem, it's very, very tiny. Etzem pachot mikaseora mimenu besudaro leogmat nefesh. He didn't want to carry a seora worth of a bone because that's mitame. It was even less than a barley grain. That's how tiny the piece of bone that he took. And says Rashi, v'gavra rabak, Rabbi Yochanan, lo ba'u lo yisurim she'enan shel ahava. Can't be that Rabbi Yochanan was afflicted with yisurim that were not yisurim shel ahava.
Which Rabbi Yochanan is
this? Rabbi Yochanan ba'al Talmud Yerushalmi. Dehavu lo banim v'metu, havu lo yisurim shel ahava, she'avelut mechaperet al avonotav. Why is, says the Maskanat HaGemara, that a person who buries his children, why is that yisurim shel ahava? Because the avelut is mechapir avon. Okay? Weiter. Says...
The avelut is making it yisurim shel ahava?
The avelut makes kaparat avonot. As opposed to not having children at all, as painful as it is, but it doesn't have that aspect of avelut, so it's that person is missing the kaparat avonot part, so it's not yisurim shel ahava.
The avelut is supposed to be...
Vadai? Both. Sad about the loss, but happy that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, you know, controlling his life.
If he accepted it's Be'ahava, if he doesn't accept it's Ahava, then it's not at all.
Absolutely, like we said before.
Stam, any other Yisurim, it wouldn't necessarily count as Ahava, even if the
even if you accept it, that's right. Yisurim that have Bitul Torah, Yisurim that have Bitul Tefillah, Yisurim that are not one of these, even if a person, you're supposed to accept it Be'ahava, but it's not necessarily Yisurim Shel Ahava, it might be Yisurim Shel Onesh. You understand? Okay. Vayter. Says Rashi. Says the Gemara, Mechila. Rabbi Chiya, we have it? Rabbi Chiya Barabba Chalash. Rabbi Chiya Barabba got sick, he was deathly ill. Al Gabi Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan went to be Mevakir Chole, Amar Lech Avivin Alech HaYisurin, he asked him, do you enjoy, do you want suffering? Amar Lila, Lo Hen Velo Scharan. He says, not them and not their reward. Take it away. Amar li hav li yedach. Rabbi Yochanan said, give me your hand. Yehav li yedeh ve'ukmeh. He gave him his hand and Rabbi Yochanan healed him. Right? Touched him, healed him, shalom. Now.
What's the reward of Yisurim?
That's what we're talking about the whole time now. Yisurim shel ahava, it's mechaper avonot. Yisurim cleanse a person. Okay? Rabbi Yochanan chalash. Now the Gemara says, Rabbi Yochanan himself, who has healing powers, but he himself got sick. Al gabi Rabbi Chanina. Amar le chavivin alecha yisurin. Do you like the yisurin? Amar le lo hen velo secharan. Amar le hav li yedach, yehav li yedeh veukme. So then the Gemara says that Rabbi Chanina gave him his hand and he healed him. Says the Gemara, hey, if Rabbi Yochanan himself had healing powers, why didn't he heal himself? Veukme amai lokim Rabbi Yochanan nafshe. Why didn't Rabbi Yochanan heal himself? Says the Gemara, amre en chavush matir atzmo bibet ha'asurim. It's a mashal. A prisoner can never free himself from jail. In order to free somebody from jail, you have to be on the outside. In order to help somebody, what? A person can have tremendous hatzlacha in helping other people in a certain area, but when he's stuck in the same situation, can't help himself. You always need what? Somebody else to pull you out. Okay? Weiter. Zok de Gemariye. Rabbi Azar Chalash, it's supposed to say Rabbi Azar, not Rabbi Azar, Chalash, Al Gabe, he was a Talmid of Rabbi Yochanan, Al Gabe Rabbi Yochanan, Chazad Ave Kagane, Bevait Afil. So Rabbi Azar was very poor, and he was lying in a very dark house, extremely poor. We're talking about Rabbi Azar ben Pedat, the Amorat, Talmido Shel Rabbi Yochanan, Talmid Muvak of Rabbi Yochanan. So he's very poor, he lived in a very dark house. Galiel Dara'e Venafal Nehora. So Rabbi Yochanan, you know, kind of revealed his arm. He lifted up his cloak and lifted up his arm. Rabbi Yochanan was so handsome that the entire house lit up, was illuminated from his beauty, from his handsomeness, just from his arm.
Was it his blood of Torah that he had, or was it just time?
Both. Yeah. Rabbi Yochanan, the Gemara says, Masechet Bava Metzia, was extremely handsome, extremely.
So,
huh? Also, right? That was considered. So was Rish Lakish, the Gemara says. Yeah. Yeah. Weiter, Baba Metzia. That's 4 years. Okay, Weiter. So he says. So he says like this. Says the Gemara. Chazie deava kabachir Rabbi Elazar. Then Rabbi Yochanan saw that Rabbi Elazar started crying. Amar le amai kabachit. Im mishum Torah delafshat. Shaninu echad Rabbi veechad mamayit. Ubilvash yichav nivor hashamayim. Im mishum mezone. Lo kol adam zocher lishtei shulchanot. He said, why are you crying? If it's because you feel like you didn't learn enough Torah, the Mishnah says in Menachot, what? Some people do more, some people do less. What's the main thing that you do? Leshem shamayim. And if it's because you lived your whole life in poverty, don't cry. Not everybody is zocher to shtei shulchanot. What's shtei shulchanot? Torah. Right? Here and there, which means in this world and the next world, we're talking about wealth in this world. V'im yishum b'ne, and if it's because of children, he didn't have children yet, then garma de'asira abir, what Rabbi Yochanan show him? His son's bone. Amar le, lehai shufra devale be'afraka b'china. He pointed to Rabbi Yochanan, he says, I'm crying because something so beautiful like you, one day is going to be swallowed by the ground. As I said, I'm crying that eventually he was so handsome, so powerful, somebody like you has to die. Amar le, al dava daika bachit, ufhu tarvayu. He says, you know what? It's a very good reason to cry. And then they both started crying. And now he says, ad hachi v'hachi, in the middle as they were crying, amar le, chavivina alecha yisurin. So now you remember what he came for. What did he come for? בכל חולים, so he says, do you want the איסורים? אמר לי לא הן ולא סחרן, אמר לי הב לי ידך, יהב לי ידי ועוקמה, and he healed them. Let's see some Rashi. Yeah. גליה, רבי יוחנן לדרעי, רבי יוחנן revealed or uncovered his arm, ונפל נהורה שהיה בסורה מבהיק, his skin shined, שיפה היה, shined, shown? Shown? Is shine not a word? I have to look it up. Anyway. שיפה היה מאוד כדאמרים במציאה והסוחרת הפועלים. אם משום תורה שלא למדת הרבה כרצונך, you didn't learn enough as much as you wanted, אחד המרבה ואחד הממעיט, לעניין קורבנות שנויה בשביל מנחות, עצמי שנה, תן למנחות, נאמר בעולת בהמה ריח ניחוח ומנחה ריח ניחוח, ללמדך שאחד המרבה ואחד המממעיט. בעולה, there are different things you can bring. You can bring a bull, right? You can bring a goat, you can sheep, I mean, you could bring a mincha, which is flour. What does that teach you? That what? Some people bring more, some people bring less, but what's the main thing? L'shem shamayim. Vayter. אם מישהו מזונה שאינך עשיר, you're not rich, על דה ודאי כבחית. על זה ודאי יש לך לבכות. He says that's a good reason. Okay, vayter. Says the Gemara, vayter. Rav Huna. Yeah, you have it. Last narrow line. Rav Huna תקיפו לה, ארבע מאד דנה.
The Gemara we learned that not that he should be...
Yeah. No.
Not about
the Mazanah. It's about you. It's about Rabbi Yochanan. Okay. Huh? No, let's say he was bitzar. He was bitzar about his status.
Yeah, but he can be regular guy. Not supposed to be Karish.
But he was dirt poor. Rabbi Elazar was painfully destitute. That's the Gemara. That's other Gemarot in Masechet Ta'anit.
Oh, because of Ta'anit
is,
because he's
2 years. Anyway, Bekitzur. Bekitzur,
what I'm trying to say, he's supposed to cry because he's poor, not because he's not rich. Two different things.
That's what Mezoneh means, his lack of Mezonot. Poverty is very painful. Poverty is very painful. Yeah. Tov. Vayter. Zok the Gemara Rav Huna. תקיפו לה 400 דנה דחמרה. רב הונה was a winer in his profession, right? That was his job. He sold wine. He had 400 barrels of wine that went sour. It's a hefty loss. על לגבי רב יהודה אחוד רב סלה חסידה ורבנן ואמרי לה רב עדה בר אהבה ורבנן. A group of חכמים came to visit him. They came to, you know, talk to him, cheer him up, and also give him some מוסר. What did they tell him? ואמרו לה, לעיין מור במילה. What did they tell him? Do some חשבון נפש. Which means what? Look to see why הקדוש ברוך הוא punished you like this. אמר להו, ומי חשידנה בעינייך הוא? He says, do you suspect me? You know who I am. Why do you how do you suspect me like that? אמרו לה, מי חשיד קודשה ברוך הוא דעביד דינה בלה דינה? Do you suspect the Kadosh Baruch Hu of carrying out justice for no reason? Checkmate. Okay. So now, time out. We're going to stop mid-story. Yefe meod. Tosfos. Tosfot asks that. Tosfot asks a question. That's right what I was about to say. Tosfot says, Dina bela dina, harbe tzadikim yesh elokim begufam uvmamonam, ela hem ayu yudaim shelo haya noten, shebisha le'arise v'ayu rotim lirmoz lo shelo yaaseh od. Which means many tzaddikim get a lot of yisurim even without doing it. Like we said, yisurim shel ahava, their bodies, their money, whatever. So why are they... Huh? No, still. No, even if a person's sick, he can still learn. Still,
yeah,
same
time. If he
wasn't sick. אבל מכל מקום, so what kind of ra'ya are they telling him? What, are you חושד הקדוש ברוך הוא? What about yisurim shel ahava for ktaisfis? What is Tosfot's answer? They already had a suspicion that he actually... did something wrong, which we're going to see in the Gemara, and in order, they didn't want to, you know, tell him so directly, so what did they do? They told it to him diplomatically. They told it to him politically correct. Right? So, בקיצור,
it's interesting over here, it seems like what they did was a good thing to do.
But because over here, they knew that, they knew there was something, and they knew that if you would fix it, it would go away. We're going to see what happened. Says the Gemara, Amar lehu umichashid namira. Okay, fine. Amar lehu ikaman deshmi alai milta lema. If anybody knows anything that I've done wrong, please inform me. אמרו לי, הכי שמי עלן, and then what did they say? Oh, you know, we heard that what שמי עלן, דלה יהיב מור שבישה לאריסה. You didn't give your sharecropper, besides for giving him a portion of the crops, of the grapes, you're also supposed to give him, you're supposed to give him branches. So he didn't pay him as much as he was supposed to. Says the Gemara, אמר לו, מי כשביק למידה מיני, הכגניב לכולי. He says, this guy, were you kidding me? He steals from me much more than the branches that I owe him. Which means what? Why should I pay him? He's a ganav.
He took what I owe him.
Yeah, more. אמרו לי, היינו דאמרין, there's people have a saying, בתר גנבה גנוב וטעמה טעים. A person who steals from a ganav still tastes the taste of theft. Which means that what? Two wrongs don't make a right. בקיצור, אמר להו, קביל נעלי, דיהיב נעלי. Says, I accept your מוסר. One of the 48 קנייני התורה that we say in מסכת אבות is what? אהוב את התוכחות. When somebody gives you מוסר, take it.
What, you really didn't know?
Huh?
You really didn't know?
That what?
You're not supposed to steal even somebody's soul from you.
Minadin? No, Minadin is right. Minadin is right. La halacha? When the guy's stealing...
Right, then the guy, you ask him and he didn't give you.
No, no, he knew. He knew what was going on. And so he didn't give it to him. He didn't give him things that he steals. But for a person on the level of Rav Huna, the Gemara seems to say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was much more medagdik. Ika de Amre, so what happens after he accepted upon himself to correct the situation? Ika de Amre adar halav hava chamra. Some say all of the 400 barrels of vinegar turned back to wine. Ika de Amre ayakir halav vizdaben bidmech de chamra. Some say that it remained vinegar, but the price of vinegar inflated to that of wine. Gishmak amaisis. Okay, says Rashi. Yeah, says Rashi, Dane chaviot, barrels, takifu, echmitzu, got sour. Li'ayen mor b'mile, yifashpesh b'ma'asav, i'ika d'shmi alai milta lema, im yesh b'chem sheshama alai davar she'ani tzarich lachzor b'yodi'eni, tell me. Shevisha, chelko b'zmorot ha'gefen she'chotchin men b'sh'at ha'zamir. It's part of the grapevine branches that are cut down when the grapes are being harvested. Utnan kashem shecholkin bayayin kacholkin bizmorot uvkanim. When a person has a sharecropper, just as they split the wine, they also split branches and the other parts of the vine. Sarigim etergimin anshibshin. Weiter. מי שביק למי דמיני, וכי אינו חשוד בעניכם שהוא גונב לי הרבה יותר מחלקו, don't you know, don't you suspect him of stealing so much more from me? בתר גנבה גנוב, הגונב מן הגנב, אף הוא טועם טעם גנבה. Which means when you steal from a ganav, you also taste the taste of gneva. Says the yeah. Huh?
If I would be on this case, can I steal from my aris?
Ayin choshem mishpat siman dalet. We'll get there, Bezat Hashem. Choshem mishpat siman dalet. There's only one siman. Yeah, one side. Yeah. Huh? No, but they already had they had a hunch about what was going. They had heard already. That's what Tosfot saying. If they wouldn't have heard, so kavzchut, or they would have said yisurim. That's what Tosfot said. They would have said yisurim shel ahava, were it not for what? That they heard something.
Toilet.
Huh? Toilet. They heard. You know, it's a rumor. Maybe they didn't accept it, but you know they wanted to. This is their way of confronting them about it. Okay, weiter. I'm sure they gave them the benefit of the doubt. So.
Is that why they came as a group?
Maybe. Why does coming as a group help?
One at a time.
They probably came also to cheer him up. You know, a person took a big loss, took a big hit. I want to cheer him up a little bit. They were friendly from the Bet Midrash. Tov, weiter. Tanya Abba Binyamin Omer, Al Shnei Dvarim Hayiti Mitzta'er Kol Yamai. I was very careful my entire life to make sure of two things. What? Al Tfilati Shtei Lifnei Mitati, my prayer to always be in front of my bed. ועל מיטתי שתהיה נתונה בין צפון לדרום. And for my bed to always be between north and south. Now the Gemara goes into each one. אל תפילתי שתהיה לפני מיטתי. מהי לפני מיטתי? What does it mean that the תפילה should be in front of the bed? Or the bed in front of him? אילם על לפני מיטתי ממש. If it means ממש standing in front of my bed. ואמר רב יהודה אמר רב. ואיתם רב יהושע בן לוי. מניין המתפלל שלא יהיה דבר חוצץ בינו לבין הקיר. How do we know that when a person prays there should be nothing interrupting between the person and the wall? Shene'emar, v'yasev Chizkiyahu et panav el hakir, v'yitpalel. right? When Chizkiyahu prayed to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what does it say he prayed to? He turned his face to the wall. So you're not supposed to have a... Huh? Oh, hold on. We're going to get there. Says the Gemara, La tema lifne mitati. Don't say in front. Ela ema samuch lemitati. What does that mean? Samuch lemitati. That Rashi explains. Says Rashi, what is samuch lemitati? Close to my bed. Kol yamai nisarti shelo laasot melacha veshelo laasok b'torah kshe'amadti mimitati ad sheikra kriyat shema veitpalel. My entire life I was careful. What? As soon as I got up from bed, not to do anything else until what? Until I said kriyat shema and prayed. That's what he meant. Okay? Viter. Says the Gemara, what's the next thing that he said? Ve'al mitati shtei netuna ben tzafon ledarom, for my bed to be between the north and south. De'amar bichama b'rabi chanina, amar b'yitzchak, kol anoten mitato ben tzafon ledarom, havyan le banim zecharim. Person who puts his bed between north and south, head to the north, feet to the south, will have males, baby boys. Shneimar, utzfu necha temale bitnam yisbe'u vanim. What's utzfu necha? Milashon? Tzafon.
Is it siman?
What do you mean?
Is it siman or is it...
It's mesugal.
Is it cause effect?
Cause effect, yeah. It's mesugal though, yeah.
It's siman, it's not for sure.
Right? Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak Amar, Af en nishto mapelek nefalim. It also causes, placing the bed between north and south, also causes one's wife never to miscarry. Ketiv acha utzfu necha temale bitnam. One pasuk says, utzfu necha, you will fill their stomach. Uchtivatam, vayimleu yameh alaledet veine tomim bevitna. That's the pasuk with regards to Rivka. So we see anyone who's pregnant in his household will not miscarry. Let's see Rashi. Tzafon lederom, rosha umargiloteha. Zele tzafon vezele derom. The person's head, the head of the bed should be to the north and the foot to the south. V'nirah be'aynai. Why is that? What's the big deal about putting the bed between north and south? So now Rashi says a pshat. Says Rashi, yeah. V'nirah be'aynai she'ashchina b'mizrach o b'ma'arav. There's a machloket where exactly the shchina rests, in the east or west. That's why during marital relations, you should turn away from where the Shekhinah is, either in the east or to the west. And that's why, where do you put your bed? Between north and south. Tosfot disagree with Rashi.
You could do the opposite as well. In other words, reverse.
Well, north is more chashuv than the south. That's why. Uh-huh. Says Rashi. Says Tosfot. כל הנותן מיטתו בין צפון לדרום ולא בין מזרח למערב ודווקא כשישן עם ישתו מפני שהשכינה מצויה בין מזרח למערב. Only when you're sleeping. והיה הדבר גנאי לשכב אצל אשתו מפני התשמיש. לכן משמע ומוכיקרה. I'm sorry. Tosfot doesn't argue with Rashi. Tosfot says, like Rashi, that the issue over here is what? The issue is during tashmish. We're going to see other poskim disagree with that. Huh? What are you going to do? We try our best. You can't, you know, you got to live. You got to sleep. You got to put your bed somewhere. And you have to be mishamesh mitato.
But the same is everywhere. Why Mizrach Marav is problem, but
it's symbolic. It's more symbolic. And this show, it's a show of kavod. This show of kavod to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is what gives a person the zechut of banim zecharim, sheishto letapil, v'chule v'chule.
So also, when you sleep on your side, right?
Huh? No, that's a different reason.
No, I know, but I'm saying Hashem is everywhere.
Yeah.
It's still...
Yeah. Okay. Tov. Let's see. Well, another ma'amar.
Bring down that because it's, the northern wind makes the body warm.
Yeah. Yefe. Tov. Says the Gemara Vayter. Tanya, another ma'amar from Abba Binyamin. Tanya Abba Binyamin Omer. Shnaim shnichnesu litpalel, v'kadam echad mehem litpalel v'lo imtin et chavero v'yatza. Two people go into Davin. Okay, we're going to see in the Mishabura says Davka when they go in at the same time. And one takes a little bit longer than the other. And one finishes davening and he just leaves his the other guy, the last one over there. Now over there, it's going to scare him. In those times, the Bata Knesset were in the field, there were robbers, whatever. And even Ba'ir, but if it's at night, Sha'at HaSakana, you leave the guy there and he knows in the middle of his tefillah that you're leaving him there. What's going to happen to him? He's going to get scared in the middle of tefillah. And what's going to happen to his kavanah in the middle of his tefillah? Down the drain. What do they do? Says the Gemara, Torfin lo tefillato befanav. The guy who left, HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes his tefillah and tears it up in his face. Shneimar, Toref nafsho be'apo halma'ancha te'azev eretz. Yeah, te'azev aretz. Velo od, ela shegorem la shechina shetistalek mi'Yisrael. Such an action causes the Shechina to leave Am Yisrael. Shne'emar, ויעתק סור ממקומו, ואין סור אלא הקדוש ברוך הוא, הקדוש ברוך הוא is the rock, שנאמר, סור ילדך תשי. Okay? So that's how negative, that's how bad it is to leave a person in the בית כנסת alone. ואם המתין לו מסחרו, what happens if you finish davening and you waited for him nonetheless? אמר רבי יוסף רבי חנינה, זוכה לברכות הללו. You're זוכה to these following ברכות, שנאמר, לו הקשבת, זה פסוק עם ישעיה, לו הקשבת למצוותיי, והי חנהר שלומך, וסדקתך כגלי הים, והי חחול זרעיך, וסצעי מאיך, all sorts of ברכות, that you'll be like the waves of the sea, and your children will be as numerous as the sand, which means tremendous, tremendous ברכות. Let's see some Rashi's. Yeah, Rashi says over here, וצפונך, לשון צפון וספי דקרייס ואובנים. You'll have a lot of children. תמלא ויתנם, תמלא ימי הריונם, which means, what does that mean? The full term pregnancy. תורף נפשו ואפו, לך אומר, אשר גרמת לך, you cause לטרוף את נפשך בפניך, to tear up your nefesh before you. מהי הנפש? What is נפש? says Rashi, זאת תפילה, שנאמר, ואשפוך את נפשי לפני אדוני, which means, נפש is a reference to תפילה. הלמענך תעזב ארץ, וכי סבור היית שבשבילך שיצאת, תסתלק השכינה, ויעזוב את חברך מתפלל לפניו, what kind of גאווה is that? You think that if you leave the בית הכנסת, the שכינה is going to leave with you. The שכינה is going to leave with you. And, leave the person who's still praying there? Of course not. I'm going to stay, says Rashi on the top of Vav Amud Aleph. Lu hikshavta lishon hamatana hi. What does that mean? Oh, I'm sorry. Lishon hamtana, not hamatana, I'm sorry. Lu hikshavta over there, hakshava refers to waiting. Lemitzvotai. Bishvil mitzvotai shetziviti ligmol chesed. Because of my mitzvot that I commanded to do chesed. Adkan. Let's see. There's a Tosfot right here on the top, very important Tosfot. Says Tosfot, המתפלל ולא המתין, פירש רבנותם, דזה היה להם בבתי כנסיות שלהם שהיו בשדה, ולכך בלילה יש להמתין. This Gemara applied to their בתי כנסת, which were in the field. What do you have even during the day? Because mazikim, shedim are in the field. And therefore, even nowadays, when our בתי כנסת are in the city, at night, there's mazikim also. So whereas you wouldn't have to wait for them during the day in our בתי כנסת, but at night what? You would. וארי היה מאחר תפילתו ומעריך עד שיצאו כולם, ואם בתוך כך היה שום אדם בא בבית הכנסת, היה מעין בספר עד שגמרו תפילתם. He would be מעריך, the re would be מעריך, so he could leave last. And if anybody came to pray while he was still there, he would open a sefer and learn until the guy was finished. ונאה להחמיר אף לנו. And it's a חומרה, obviously, but he says it's a nice חומרה. Let's move on to הלכה. By us.
No.
He's talking about Bizman Hazeh. Over there, since their Batei Knesset were Basadeh, and there's Mazikim in the Sadeh at all times of the day, so there you have to be Machmir all day. By us, when do you have to observe this din? Balayla. Okay? Let's see some halakha. Says the Rambam. Yes. Okay, yes, still. Okay.
Alarm again, or we're 5 minutes early?
No, we're good. 5 minutes early. Says the Rambam, in Hilchot Bet Abchira Perek Zayin, Asur le'adam le'olam she'ifne, o she'ishan ben Mizrach le'ma'arav. It's asur for a person to ever relieve himself or sleep between east to west. Why? Because it's a lack of kavod, it's a bizayon to the shechina. ואין צריך לומר שאין קובעין בית הכיסא בין מזרח למערב בכל מקום. Certainly don't build a bathroom between east to west anywhere. מפני שההיכל במערב, because the היכל of the בית המקדש, and the further in you went to the בית המקדש, which direction was that going? From east to west. Bathroom, yeah. A person's backside from east to west. He should always turn his backside from north to south, according to the Rambam. Okay? Wait, hold on. לפיכך, הלכה, מה נעשה? I didn't write it. לפיכך, לא יפנה למערב ולא למזרח, מפני שהוא כנגד המערב, אלא בין צפון לדרום נפנים וישנים. Which means that any time you want to relieve yourself or sleep between north and south. וכל המטיל מים מן הצופים ולפנים לא ישב ופניו כלפי הקודש. When a person is a little bit more inward, there's Har HaTzofim, Mount Scopus, which overlooks the Har HaBayit. Once you get closer to Har HaBayit, you pass Har HaTzofim, you're not supposed to urinate with your face towards the Har HaBayit. אלא לצפון לדרום או יסלק הקודש לצדדים. Either turn to the north or south, or at least move over so that the Beit HaMikdash is not directly in front of you, so that you're not urinating towards the Mekom HaMikdash. Says Maran HaShulchan Aruch. Maran HaShulchan Aruch doesn't bring down most parts of this halakha because it's primarily about Beit HaMikdash. However, and Maran HaShulchan Aruch, what's the big difference between the Rambam's halachot and the Shulchan Aruch's halachot? The Rambam encompassed all Shisha Sidre Mishnah. He spoke about all of the halachot, both halachot that apply nowadays and the halachot that don't apply nowadays anymore, the ones that applied Bizman HaMikdash. The Shulchan Aruch focused specifically on what? Halachot that apply nowadays only. Now, says the Shulchan Aruch in Or HaChaim Siman Gimal, וכן אסור לישון בין מזרח למערב עם אשתו עמו. Okay? He goes according to Rashi and Tosfot, the person is not allowed to sleep between east and west if his wife is with him. ונכון להיזהר אפילו כשאין אשתו עמו. And it's appropriate to be careful even if you're sleeping alone.
We're talking about inside the house?
Yeah. Don't sleep between east and west. Now, Maran says the same halakha. He says the isur is when? Tashmish. And when is it better to be careful also?
Even
alone. Now, that's in Siman Gimal. In Siman Resh Mem, which is in Chotzniot. Even so, there's other reasons. Because going to sleep, even alone, is also disrespectful to the Shekhinah.
In that position.
Yes. Says Maran, מיטה שישן בה עם אשתו צריך שתהיה ראשה ומרגילותיה זה לצפון וזה לדרום. Once again, Maran reiterates that halakha. Now, the big question is, when was the last time that you saw people being makpid about this halakha? Not much. הגאון ילקוט יוסף, הגאון בן ישחי, הגאון אור לציון, many, many poskim say, מנהג העולם is not to be makpid about this halakha anymore at all. Why? It's a halakha mefurashet in Shulchan Aruch. The answer is because the Ben Yishai brings down, according to the Zohar HaKadosh, the Zohar HaKadosh explicitly disagrees with Talmud Bavli. According to the Talmud, where is the bed supposed to be? North to south. According to the Kabbalah, according to the Zohar, it's supposed to be between east and west. And therefore, if you put, says the Ben Yishai, if you do like the Gemara and put it between north and south, you will thereby be transgressing beferush what? The Zohar. And therefore what? What's the halakha?
Whatever
you want, whichever way you want to do it, you can. Even to, if you can avoid west, say that.
What's
the Kabbalistic reasons, huh? The Ben Yishai says it's better to be makpid, to do it like the Zohar, from east to west, against the Talmud. However, minhag ha'olam, and says the Yalkut Yosef, ish hayashar be'inav yaseh, which means what? Whatever you want. Now, he says,
by using the bathroom to
stay. No, same thing. Because it's like you said, it's hard. It's very hard.
Argues with that too.
Yeah, he says the specifically to do it mi mizrach lema'arav, but that is better to do according to the, and also because the tur says over here it's tov. So many poskim say bring from the tur in Siman Gimel and Siman Resh Mem that it's only good. It's not something that's a chiyu.
If you look, Ben
Yishai in the beginning, huh? הלכות, הלכות. פעלי, not פעלי. The Ben Yishai, I'll tell you exactly.
וירא
שנה בית, הלכה כף א'. Okay, yeah?
Say when there is argument between Talmud Bavli and the Zohar before the Talmud Bavli.
We do. Not necessarily this is the Ben Yishai. The Ben Yishai is different shitot psika. Okay. Aval mikol makom, because of the machloket, so what do the poskim say to do? Because no matter which way you go, if we tell you to go one way, so you're transgressing the other opinion. So what do we say in this situation? Let it go. Baiter. Says the Rambam. In Hilchot Tefillah, Perekei Alachavav.
Sorry, should it be either north or east?
Whichever way it comes out.
As opposed to the...
Better, but whichever way it comes out...
But not, it's better than south or west, the head.
Yeah. Okay, now. Rambam. Tikkun ha-makom ketzad. How should a person be praying? Ya'amod b'makom namuch. Person mima'amakim kiraticha. V'yachzir panav la-kotel. Face the wall. V'tzarech liftoach halonot o p'tachim keneged Yerushalayim. You have to open either doors or windows. Openings towards Yerushalayim. Kedei litpalel kenegdan. Sheneemar. V'chaven p'tichan le'be'ailiteh. That's a pasuk in Daniel. That's what Daniel did. Daniel was where when he prayed towards Yerushalayim? In Bavel. Huh? In Bavin, right? Yeah. וקובע מקום לתפילתו תמיד. Try to daven in the same place always. ואין מתפלל בחורבה, like we said yesterday. Don't pray in a ruin. ולא אחורי בית הכנסת, אלא אם כן החזיר פניו לבית הכנסת. Don't face away, חס ושלום, from out. If you're praying outside of בית הכנסת and you turn away, that's a big problem. ואסור לשב בצד העומד בתפילה ולעבור לפניו. You can't sit next to or pass in front of a person who's praying. עד שירחיק ממנו ארבע עמות, until you pass 4 amot away. This is other stuff, but what's the Rambam talking about from our Gemara? They have to pray. What do we? Which halakha do we bring down from our Gemara? Towards the wall. Now, says the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Tzadi, Saif Kaf Aleph, says Maran, Tzarich shelo yehe davar chotzes beno uvenakir. Nothing should interrupt between you and the wall. V'davar kavua kegon aron v'teva enam chotzetzim. Anything that is kavua in the house or in the shul is not chotzetz. Now, the Mishnah Berurah introduces the halacha and says that even if there is a chatzitza, it's not me'akev et tefillah, it's just considered davar tov. It's not like if there was a chatzitza between you and the wall, you're not yotze tefillah. Ma pitom. That's not what it means. It's just mitzvah min ha-mufchar, not to have anything interrupting between you and the wall. Now, says the Rama, ולא חשיב מחיצה, רק בדבר גדול שגובהו יוד ורוחבו דלת. Only something big is considered a חציצה, like what? Something that is 10 תפחים high and 4 תפחים wide, אבל דבר קטן לא חשיב הפסק. Something that is small is not considered a הפסק. Mishabur brings this down, and Mishabur also says that something that's usually there, a שולחן קטן, like a stander, he says since it's צורך התפילה, the Mishnah Berurah on this halacha says a shtender is not a chatzitza. However, comes the Or LeZion and says that a shtender is only a chatzitza, is only not a chatzitza if you usually pray with a shtender. If you're a person who doesn't usually pray with a shtender and now you are, the shtender is a chatzitza for you. Kach pasak a gaon Or LeZion. And Maran Zichrono Lebracha, Gaon Yelkut Yosef brings from Maran Zichrono Lebracha that in any event, whether you are a shtender prayer or non-shtender prayer, whatever it is, the shtender is not chotzetz because it is part of the furniture of the Bet Knesset. And he says himself, Maran Zichrono Lebracha, although Maran would in general pray with his eyes closed, he would pray by heart. However, sometimes he would stand in front of a shtender and he was not choshesh mishum chatzitza v'chein yesh lehorot lehalacha ul ma'ase. Okay?
The same as a shtender.
Yeah, yeah. It's kavua, it's part of the furniture.
Kavua meaning
here all the time. No. Here all the time.
Oh, not fixing in place.
No.
Are you allowed to pass in front of the beam when somebody's praying?
No. The Geonim, the Tur brings down that the Geonim say that you're not supposed to pass in front of the Shliach Tzibur even during Psuke de Zimra.
Wow.
Yep.
Bathroom too?
Huh?
For the bathroom?
Go behind them.
In our tools,
it's better to wait.
You have to go to your seat.
Okay, so get there before he starts. That's another incentive to get...
The guy from the bathroom comes back to his seat, he's going to walk in front of the
shelf and go. Right? Okay, I've said it. It's a devar tov. It's not... it's by amida, to pass in front of... La'avor b'pna mitpalel. Maran says in Siman Kuf Bet, Isur Gamur, people that... One of the least known halachot in Am Yisrael, that you go to a lot of places and you see people transgressing, is the Isur la'avor o la'shevet b'pna mitpalel. Isur Gamur.
Dal damot.
Huh? Dal damot, yeah. Okay. Doesn't help you. Now,
chatzitza we're talking about only if you wanted to stand in front of the wall, or in general.
No, in general. Now, again, the poskim say also you don't necessarily have to be standing with your face to the wall, like against the wall. Even if you're standing very far away from the wall, as long as you're not praying in front of chatzitzot, that's considered what? That you're praying in front of the wall. Weiter. Something big that's not usually in the shul. I don't know, they brought in boxes because it's kavua in the shul. Kavua, something that's permanent furniture is not considered a chatzitza.
What about Yitzchak when he was praying outside?
Yeah.
He wasn't in front of the wall.
he didn't, like we said yesterday also, we brought in from yesterday's Gemara, are you allowed to pray in the field?
There.
Ala derech? Huh? No, Rabbi Yosef. Huh? Okay, but are you allowed to pray in the field? It's mutar. Vayitzei Yitzchak lasuach basadeh lifnot aril. Okay, Vayter, says the Rama, what did Maran say? Maran said, people are not a chatzitza, and animals are not a chatzitza. The Rama says, no. The Rama says that there's a typo in Maran. People are not chatzitza, animals are. And the Ben Ishchai and the Kaf HaChaim agree with the Rama that says that when Maran says that animals are not a chatzitza, that is a typographical error, and it should say that animals are a chatzitza.
Yeah, okay? A separate issue with animals. It's like a whole bizarre.
No,
in front of an animal?
Why?
Because that's how certain people worship.
No, let's say it's not in Beit HaKnesset.
Oh, okay.
Let's say it's in your house.
You're a farmer. Yeah. You're praying in front of your work.
So, you have to be careful also over there that it's not smelly and whatever. You have to, you can't daven over there. Okay, Vaiter. Says the Rambam. What else did we speak about over here? That once, what did Abba bin Yamin, what was he careful about his whole life? Samuch lemitato. What was that? What does that mean? That he never did anything in the morning when he woke up in the morning until Kriyat Shema Tfilah. Says the Rambam, Hilchot Tfilah Perek Vav. Asur lo le'adam she'it'om kilum, o she'aseh melacha, me'achal she'aleh amud ha'shachar, ad she'itpalel tfilat shacharit. Don't eat, don't do anything, any work until you pray. You're also not allowed to go to visit, to greet your friend, to go to his house, to wish him shalom, to wish him a good morning until you pray shacharit. You're not allowed to start out on a journey before you pray. You're allowed to taste a little bit and do some work after shacharit, even if you haven't yet prayed musaf and before mincha. But you're not allowed to have a seuda before mincha. That we'll get to a little bit later. But over here, the primary focus of this Rambam was with regards to tefillat shacharit. Okay? Says Maran Shulchan Aruch.
Tefillah meaning a meter, right?
Yeah. Siman petet sa'ivav, afilu lilmod asur mishiyagia zman atafila. Even to learn Torah is asur once zman tefila comes. Okay, there's machlok. Huh? Oh, we're going to get there, hold on. Vehainu mishiragil leitpalel bevet midrasho, veno ragil lelech lebet hakneset. That's only for people who tend to daven in bet midrash, because we're afraid that what? Since he has to stay here anyway, since he usually stays here anyway to learn, so what's going to happen to him? He's going to get engrossed in his learning and delay davening. The ikalemech hashdil ma'matrid begirsevi avor zman kriyat shema otfila. You might miss the zman. Aval mishiragil lelech lebet knesset mutar. In those times, there were two buildings. There's bet knesset and bet midrash. They used to learn in the bet midrash, most people, and pray in the bet knesset. So if he went to the bet midrash to learn, and he usually goes to the bet knesset to pray, so Maran says no big deal. Why? Because he knows anyway. In his mind, is that what? I have to get up to go anyway.
Why he didn't learn in Beit HaKnesset?
Usually not.
Then what?
Okay, so whatever you do, that's a little bit before Tfilat Arvit. But over there, in general, people focus their Limud Torah in Beit Midrash and Beit HaKnesset was solely for Tfilah.
There was a Tana who used to learn all day and not daven.
Rabbi Shimon, yeah, we're going to get
there.
Yeah, yeah.
How do you do it?
Huh? No, like Rabbi Shimon, that's Misha Toratum Manotok, Rabbi Shimon Vechaverav, Hakeim Ami. Ve'imu melamed le'acherim, however, if you're giving a shi'ur to others, what's the halacha? Afilu imeno ragil lelech lebet haknesset mutar, even if you don't usually get up and go pray in a bet knesset, mutar, kevan she'asha'a uveret, dizchut rabbim davar gadol hu. Over here, if you don't teach your guys before the tefillah, chances are that what?
They're going to go sleep.
You're not going to see him again, you know, until tomorrow. Which means that what? It's now or never. V'im lo yilmedu achshav, yitbatelu velo yuchlu lilmod. Now, there is a machlok taposkim. When exactly, we say, when zman tefillat shacharit comes, you're not allowed to even learn. You have to go pray. When is that? When is that? There's a mashma'ut in Yalkut Yosef that's already, like the tzaddik over there said, from Alot HaShachar. However, the Kaf HaChaim says, no, not true. Kaf HaChaim says, and that's another mashma'ut a little bit later in the Yalkut Yosef, which sounds to be more correct. What's el alot ha-shachar? Is that zman tefila lechatchila? El alot ha-shachar? When zman tefila lechatchila? Well, zman kriyat shema a little bit before netz, and zman amida lechatchila is banetz. So dayenu to say, and lehalacha u'maaseh we paskin that what? When should a person not even start learning when it's too close to shacharit? A little bit before netzach hamah. But if he woke up by alot ha-shachar, he can learn until that point, until it becomes not only zman tefila, but zman tefila lechatchila. Okay, now.
If a person is learning at the time of Alot,
yeah.
Should he plan his plan to daven or plan to learn? Let's say a person just made for Chavusa now 6:30, and he's going to daven after Alot.
Preferable. Now, the poskim say also over here, we don't see many people being so makpid about this also, right? There are people wake up at, you know, have sedarim, right? They wake up at, you know, 7 or whatever. Whenever they wake up, they learn. What? They missed the zman of Netzach Hamah. But we're not worried about Netzach Hamah. We're worried about zman kriyat shema and zman tefillah. So over there, because there's minyanim kvu'im, and they're in a setting where a minyan is about to begin, there's, you know, poskim give heterim. But lecha tefillah, ideal is first to pray and then to learn. If you get up bizman tefillah lecha tefillah, first thing you should do is grab a minyan, go do rekriyat shema, daven, and then sit down to learn with your chavrusa.
Probably not only with learning. I mean, let's say you take care of errands also in the morning. That would probably be problematic.
Asur.
Of course.
That's isur in Shulchan Aruch. You're not allowed to. That's called asiyat tzrachav. You can't do random things before, you know, people want to go to the gym before davening. Asur. Taking a shower or taking a shave, says the poskim says mutar, because that's considered tzorach tefillah. It cleanses you, it purifies you, whatever. But
what if he reads a part of the tefillah, like you're
starting? It doesn't help you.
It has to be amida.
Part of the tefillah, like Birkot HaShachar, helps you for saying shalom. That's a different story. But with regards to asiyat tzrachav, you want to go shopping, you want to go do your errands, whatever.
Take my kids to school.
If you get to the bus stop.
If you have no other choice, if you can daven before taking the kids to the bus stop, matovu manna'im. And if you can, malasot, you're anus, malasot. Huh? You could, but over here that wouldn't help you, because you still have to first daven. You have to daven kriyat shema and amida. Vayter. Now, next, Rambam, yeah, zakt Rambam in Hilchot Tefillah. Velama tiknu chachamim ze? The Rambam is talking about Birkat Me'en Sheva on Leil Shabbat. We have a pseudo Chazarat Hashatz on Friday night, right? Why is that? So says the Rambam, "Mipnei sherov ha'am ba'in leitpalel arvit b'leilei Shabbatot." Not everybody came to tefillah b'tzibur during the week, but most people came when Friday nights. V'yesham mishnit acher lavo v'lo yishlim tefillato. There might be people who came late and didn't finish davening yet. V'yishael levado bevet hakneset v'yavo lidei sakana. Okay, even if it's not mazikim, maybe it's listim, maybe it's bandits, robbers, whatever. You don't want to leave the person alone. Lefika chozer shliach tzibur mitpalel kedei sheyitakvu kol ha'am ad sheyashlim hamitacher v'yetzei imahem. So that what? So that
Friday.
Huh?
Friday night.
So that the person who came late can, you know, catch up, and so that at the end of the tefillah everybody can leave together. And let's see how the Shulchan Aruch codifies this in Siman Tzaddi. Im nishar adam yechidi mitpalel bevet hakneset shebasadot. If a person is alone praying either shacharit mincha or arvit in a bet knesset in the field, or afilu bevet hakneset shebair, or im hitfilat arvit shemitpalelim balayla, or arvit even in a bet knesset in the city, chayav chavero leamtin lo ad sheyisayem tefillato kedei shelo yitbalbel betefillato. You must wait. If it's only the two of you left, you must wait for your friend to finish, so that it doesn't, you know, mess up his kavanah in the middle of his tefillah. Says the Rama, v'yesh machmirim afilu bayom uvevet hakneset shelanu shem ba'ir. Some are even machmir, like we saw in Tosfot, even in our shuls, which are in the city, even during the day. Okay? V'im ma'arich bevakashot v'tachanunim eno chayav leamtin lo. If the guy, it's not only that, if he didn't finish his amida proper, okay. But if he finished his amida proper and now he's just, you know, he's taking his time, that's already...
How do you know that he's...
You can tell. Let's say you can tell, or you're looking at a sidur, whatever it is. So if, or you can tell him, hello, stop, whatever. I don't wanna, you know, endanger you.
No, I mean,
but move it.
Still with, when he's within his filat before the
shalom. Yeah. Lechaura. Yeah, Nachaura. Tov, ad kan. Baruch Adonai la'olam, amen v'amen. Tomorrow night, Bezat Hashem, I don't know if you saw the schedule, so I just want to say it on the tape also, is that Bezat Hashem, tomorrow night, Thursday nights, we will start the daf, 15 minutes earlier. Okay, Bezat Hashem, daf from 8 to 9. We'll try to cover the daf and pertinent halachot. And then Bezat Hashem from 9 to 9:45, highlights of halacha highlights from the daf, from the past daf of the week, some inyanim like Eliyahu, likes, he's smiling from ear to ear because he likes that idea. So, huh?
Yes, 8 o'clock.
8 o'clock is the daf. 9 o'clock, Bezat Hashem, is halacha highlights from the daf. Just some, insights, some a little bit deeper in the halacha from some halachot of the daf of the week. And then Bezat Hashem, 9:45, Arvit, Cholent and Kugel, and Vart on the Parsha after Arvit. So
we're looking for a sponsor.
We have one.
Oh, you got one.
You snooze, you lose. Anyway, Bekitzer. So. Bekitzur, hope to see everybody, and it's going to be a packed night. But it's called Mishmar for a reason. Come earlier, stay later. It's the way to usher in Shabbat Kodesh, so we'll see you then, Bezat Hashem. Tov, let's see some more.